Let's start with this opening question here, or just an introduction. Describe someone in your life who embodies what it means to rejoice in the Lord always. What does this person do or say to exude a heart with this attitude toward God? Can you think of someone? As I was thinking about this myself, I'll start us off. I was actually thinking of my son, Miles. He really has barely spoken maybe 50 words, but and obviously he hasn't been to church very much, but in a simple way, he just laughs and just looks to learn new things every single day. And in some ways, he's rejoicing in the Lord always, just with his attitude. And then I compare him with me, and boy, I've learned more things. I went to school, took tests, read a bunch of things, got married. Life became more complicated, thinking about how to care for someone else. Then I got a career, learning how to keep a schedule. My life has become more complicated and complicated. And I just stop and I look at my son, and he just laughs and learns. And I think I need to learn more from him than he needs to learn from me.
Mute your speaker. I didn't know it was muted.
Oh, Joan, we can hear you. There you go. Anybody else want to share someone that they just know exudes a heart with this attitude of rejoicing in the Lord?
Go ahead, Trudy, before I say it.
Yeah, go ahead, Trudy, say it.
I was just going to say my mom.
Yep, I was too.
Yeah. And to answer it, what does she do or say? I mean, really, it's her attitude and her, she always...
Hear me, Jeremy.
She's always going forward.
She's always going forward, and she's grateful.
Jeremy, can you hear me?
Gratefulness.
Yes.
Joan, we can hear you. Yes, all of us can hear you. Yeah. Try to share your screen. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, man.
Back again.
They were there.
All right, so go ahead, Trudy.
She's grateful, and I think that gratefulness brings joy not only to her but to others. Like, I treat my caregivers well, and I'm grateful for what they do to me. Care, and everything will be better, you know. So she really does walk and act how what her beliefs are. She's very joyful and grateful.
And I was with,
I think Ethel Post is another one.
Yep.
Ethel's always got a smile, always upbeat.
Wait. Trudy and I had a beautiful moment. I want to go jump back to Dottie for a second. We had a beautiful moment this last week. I got in to see Dottie.
I can't get audio.
And, oh, hold on one second, Joan. We can hear you.
And I can't hear you.
Can you hear us, Joan?
Turn your volume up.
Oh, this is a
good. You can also. Yeah.
I may have to mute you, Joan. I don't want to do that. Well, I don't think Joan can hear us, but we can hear her.
We're not getting audio.
Okay.
Yeah, this is better.
Send it to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. I'm just going to mute it for a second. So we had a beautiful moment with Dottie this week. We were saying the Lord's Prayer, and with Dottie, and Trudy was there. And we finished, and Dottie goes, "Pastor, that was way too fast." And boy, that was a beautiful thing. It just shows how much she depends on every little word that's spoken in that prayer. And I said, "Thank you for telling me that, Trudy," or "Thank you for telling us, Dottie." And Trudy, we slowed down and just said it really slow.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
Yeah. Really.
Thank you,
neat.
Pastor. I had slightly forgotten that. That was sweet.
All right. I got it. All right. So our passage for today is Philippians 4:4-8. By the way, this is the most looked up passage in Kindle. It's past John 3:16 now. This is Philippians 4:4-8. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So in that passage, and I've got it up there on your screen, what is one word or one thought that stands out to you?
For me, I always feel like there's a misunderstanding about the word near. I think a lot of people tend to believe that that means that he's coming soon. And I have always taken that to mean that he's close by.
Yeah.
I have asked scholars, and they say that, you know, it's more about being close by in proximity. And to me, that means available. And yeah. I think that goes better with the context of this.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. Any other writer, any other thoughts on that? What sticks out to you in this passage? One word, one thought. What gives you just, wow, I'm calm from reading that?
For me, it is whatever is true, whatever is just, and whatever is pure. Man, those are powerful, especially this time.
All right. Yep. It's hard. You know, our eyes get fixed to other things. Paul's saying, fix your eyes on some other things. And these are our targets right here. Anybody else? Something that just a thought or a word that just is like, wow.
The peace that transcends all understanding.
Okay.
I think that just, I mean, it speaks to everybody individually because it's everyone's understanding. And it's not something that you can necessarily explain in words. The peace that you feel. And yeah.
Sweet. Thanks. Yep, Jan, one more. And then we're going to move on to our video. Yep, Jan.
The name of the study, be anxious for nothing. That every time things kind of close in, I think,
we got mama.
Be anxious for nothing.
All right. Good. Good words. And by the way, you're exactly right. Our study to start us off on is called Anxious for Nothing. It's based on, let's see here, Max Lucado's book. You can find it on Amazon, Anxious for Nothing. Also, in this study, what we're going to do each week is we're going to have some discussion. We're going to show a video for about 10 to 15 minutes and then have some more discussion and a challenge for us. So we're going to transition now to the video. We think this will work. You know how that works, though, when you think something will work. So just hold tight. We're going to take 10 minutes and watch the first session here. I think this will come right into your homes. So just hold on 1 second.